Chad, you are a master of brand deals.
Clearly, from the list of brands you work, he's like, hey, why, me?
Take us through, because I'm sure that you have learned a lot the more you grow in your career. Take us through your first ever brand deal. When that deal came about, what kind of deal was it on the legal side, if you are able to share? And was the money life-changing? Like, did you feel like, oh my goodness, I have made it, I'm going to be working with so and so, and these are the terms and conditions? Or rather, what were the terms and conditions?
I don't think it's ever that good for an artist.
Okay, but rephrase, what was your first brand deal like?
Not as good as you mentioned. It was.
But what wasn't good about it? So, without mentioning any names, they come to you. They say you're an illustrator. We'd like you to design ABCD. This is the deal we're offering. What was in that document for the deal? What I'm trying to get at is that sometimes in my personal capacity, I have signed deals where I didn't read the fine print, and it would actually say, since you've signed this document, you cannot work with so and so and so and so because it's a conflict of interest, or we're going to own your work for infinity instead of just like 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's always different. I've also like stumbled over that exact thing about like with exclusivity. Like, I've worked with competitive brands at the same time, and at the time I was like oblivious to it. And then I got a call from the agent, and they were like, oh, we're pulling you off this job. And I was like, what, why? And they're like, because you're working with company B, like exact competitor. And I was like, ah, oh, but like, it's completely different. And they were like, no,
it's
sorry.
It's not how it works.
Yeah, it's not how it works. And I had to learn the hard way. There's a lot of things I learned the hard way.
So do you now have an agent, or how important is it to have maybe a lawyer involved just to go through your contract?
Yeah, so at that point, you would have to get a lawyer involved, which I did. And obviously wanted to work on it, because like for me, art comes before the money.
Yes.
So I wanted to keep the job and like keep working on the project, because it was a really cool project. But at the end, they refused. So I had to get the money back from them, to which I did.
You had to give it back.
No, I had to like get the money from them for the work that I've done.
I see. Okay.
Which is not what I wanted.
Wanted to do the work.
Yes.
And what, like, in terms of how you've grown in that space, like, what are some of the things that maybe you used to stumble over in the past that you don't struggle with anymore?
I do tend to say no a lot more often to things that, like, I don't think would serve me.
Because not all money is good money, I've come to also realize.
True.
Yeah.
Yes. And,
surprise, it's like, what money's money. It's like, no, sometimes it comes with strings that you can't untether yourself to.
I feel like it's never been about the money for me, to be honest. Like, it was never a focus.
I feel then if it's not then about the money, then you have a really supportive community, or you're part of a, because what happens, say you're working on a brand deal with a company and it's only for 3 months, and then you haven't, for the next 3 months, you don't have a brand deal. What happens in those 3 months where it seems like there's no work coming in?
So I feel like that's when I have my hands in a few baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, as a creative or freelancer, you can't rely on one thing.
For sure.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
You have to like keep moving, because once like the doors close, you know, you got to break down that wall and build your own door, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's such a key thing, is having multiple streams of income or different, like learning how to apply your skill set in lots of different ways. Because often there are many ways that you can use the same skill set, and thinking creatively about what that could look like and developing networks within those spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.